your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics, Jim and I are now going to discuss the media. You know, the media has been a thorn in a lot of people's side for many, many years now. False information, et cetera, is getting to be a very bit of common terminology when it comes to the media. I mean, what would you expect? The media is big business. All of the representatives of the media represent big business. They don't want nationalism. They want what I would, I guess, call worldism. Carlos Slim wants that. He owns the New York Times. Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, he certainly wants it. There's no question about that. Jimmy, comments?
Yeah, so it continues. ABC, Disney, you know, the amount of control they have in order to get into the Chinese markets. NBC clearly right now with the Olympics and how much they're willing to sacrifice integrity in order to cover up for the Chinese authoritarian, tyrannical regime that has complete control over its population while committing genocide against Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. And of course, we've got people in our corporate media that are actually wanting money so badly that they're willing to sacrifice that, and they will not offend. The same with Microsoft and the Bill Gates and the entire tech industry. They're willing to sacrifice all of their integrity in order to ensure that they don't offend the Chinese so they can continue to get into an authoritarian governance market. And, you know, the things that they've been spinning right now, they're beginning to, it's beginning to fail and collapse on them very clearly, especially if you look at what happened to CNN over the last couple of months.
CNN has been a disaster over the last couple of months, and we've been talking about that on this show on our daily editorials. By the way, anyone who's listening to this program on one of the 20-some-odd stations that carry it, do listen to our daily editorials. They are podcasts. You can hear them all at KEReport.com.
Yep, and go to the politics button for
exactly.
Us specifically.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about what they've done and what's happening. So, you know, this does not just equate to the media, but when, you know, from a military perspective, we always look in the planning is what is the most important, what we call the center of gravity, what carries forward your enemy and allows them to continue, and how can you address and basically attack that center of gravity so that that enemy will collapse? Well, right now, the center of gravity for progressivism and the communist complete attempts to socialize and potentially, you know, Marxist ideology to take over the United States is being driven by corporate media. And it's not really to get socialism. What it's to get is corporate authoritarianism for control. And the things that they've done and the things that they've said that have been proven false, you know, over this COVID crisis are beginning to come back and haunt them. But not only is it affecting the credibility of media and organizations like CNN, but it's actually affecting the credibility of the U.S. government, because the government has responded to the media's accusations or claims. And of course, then the government attempts to use the media to sell their propaganda. And now these major corporations have become actually voices of state media, something that you would see in Pravda in the former Soviet Union. It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
Very, very disturbing.
You know, when you talk about the media, one comment I have to interject here is you look at CNN, for an example. CNN, because of the moral values of many of their stars, many of their really key players, really CNN is losing a tremendous amount of credibility, no question about that.
And audience. They've lost
that's what
about 90% of their audience over the last year. And that comes because of things like Jeffrey Toobin being caught on camera in a conference call with his peers at The Atlantic, pleasuring himself.
Right.
And then CNN keeps him on. Then you get Chris Cuomo, who completely supported his brother, and it turns out was orchestrating information in order to protect his brother, Andrew Cuomo, as governor of New York, to avoid sexual allegations.
Right.
Then you've got Jeff Zucker and the actually director, the president of CNN, who was involved in this relationship that probably had a lot more to do with supporting Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo than anything else. But, you know, that credibility is one thing, you know, just the failure of their stars. Don Lemon being, you know, on trial right now for sexual assault of a guy in a bar in the Hamptons. These things are awful. Two senior CNN producers, one of them's Jake Tapper's producer, arrested and charged with not only with child abuse. And, you know, this is, there's some incestuous and crazy things to protect each other over at CNN that are falling apart. But most importantly, they've perpetuated the lies that COVID didn't come from a lab. Okay, that looks like that's complete turnaround. Masks work. No, they don't work. Now they don't, you know, they... It's just the confusion. Vaccines will save us all. It turns out that's a lie. You know, there's so many things that they continue to perpetuate that are falling apart. So not only is their personalities falling rapidly, but also what they've said is being proven to be false. And that's just, it's just really unfortunate. You know, yeah. MSNBC is on their way, should be following in the soon after with some of the people they've hired. The fact that Rachel Maddow is now doing some movie or something like that and off, and she was really the only thing that was carrying them at all. So it'll be interesting to see how they turn out.
Well, you know, when it comes to the moral question of people like Rachel Maddow, et cetera, I don't want to comment on that. All I want to do is say it's, you know, go to your Bible, read in the Old Testament and the New Testament what the Lord says about her actions. I'm not a judge, and so I can't really speak to that other than I know the Lord is eventually going to judge her. You know, it's
My position has always been, you know what, like, we do have free will, thank you, God, and we can live the way we choose to. Don't force me to accept it, and don't force me to make me think that somehow that's all right, and then tell me I'm wrong because I don't agree with you. And that's what we're seeing right now in America.
Oh, no, exactly, exactly. And that's what I meant to say. You know, I'm 78 years old, Jim, and I got to tell you, oftentimes the things that I mean to say are somehow, they don't come out the right way, but that's exactly what I meant to say. I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury. I'm simply turning everything over to the Lord. Jimmy, we have exactly 40 seconds left yet. Why don't you wrap up this segment?
Yeah, so what we're seeing right now is the credibility of corporate media is beginning to be to fail, and that is actually directly affects the Biden regime and the responsible entities there in Washington and our federal government, its credibility as well, because they've depended on them. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from now. But if I said many times, Joe Biden's not getting healthier and the media is not getting better right now. So I think it's going to be pretty damning few months coming, especially with some of the other challenges that they're facing right now.
And we're going to talk about it in the next segment. Next segment, we're going to talk about Biden and Clinton. Stick around right after the commercial break. Jimmy and I'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.